Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So remember, when you send me your questions or you want to call in, you can be as specific or vague as you want. And you could ask about really anything. I always try to answer, you know, right off the cuff. If not, I'll do some research beforehand. I have a whole staff of health advisors here at Life Extension that can help me with that. They're awesome at research. That's AskDrMikeSmith@RadioMD.com. All right, so here's the next one. This is about amnesia. This is an interesting scenario here. My aunt underwent surgery, doesn't say what for, and she had a hard time coming out of anesthesia. Even though it's been several months, she still has bouts of amnesia where she can't remember things from before the surgery. Her doctors have nothing to offer but time, and she puts that in quotation marks. Are there any supplements she can take? So this type of amnesia is called retrograde amnesia. It's where you, whatever. So there was an event that happened, in this case surgery, right, anesthesia. And when you can't remember things that happened before that event, in this case surgery, that's retrograde amnesia. The other type of amnesia is antegrade, where you just can't remember something that was you were just told. You know, here, put the pen behind the phone, and then you forget that. You can't remember where you just literally were told to put the pen. So this is retrograde amnesia. I find this interesting because although we know anesthesia is associated with different types of both types of amnesia, really, but to be several months out, that's something I find interesting. And I would first, you know, suggest having a neurological workup. Maybe even a brain MRI, looking for some small little areas of what we might call infarct. The anesthesia can actually cause some cells in the brain to die off a little bit, so you would want to look for that. So I might actually suggest an MRI, looking for any sort of changes in the white matter of the brain. That would, I think, be important here, because this several months out, that's a little less concerning. Most cases, I mean, I'm not a surgeon, so I can't get into too many specifics here, but most cases of post-anesthesia problems, whatever they may be, drowsiness, even some cases, weird pain things can happen. In this case, amnesia, usually within a couple weeks it clears up. So this is concerning that it's going on this long. So with that said, what are some of the things that we can do? And I'm going to, you know, I want to take this to more of a general question about amnesia, whether it's retrograde or whether it's antegrade or whether it's from surgery, anesthesia, trauma, you know, whatever it may be. What are some of the things we can do, you know, supplement-wise to improve memory and recall? In specific, how those things relate to amnesia from a specific event. So fish oil, very important, 1,400 milligrams of EPA, about 1,000 milligrams of DHEA, very important. Anything that is a choline-based supplement, choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, choline-based supplements, you can do, there is choline just by itself, but often it comes in the form of phosphorylcholine, that's fine, about 250 milligrams of those types of choline-based supplements, phosphatidylserine. It's a fat-soluble form of the amino acid serine. In the industry, it's usually just called PS, but the full name is phosphatidylserine, about 100 milligrams a day. Methylfolate, about a milligram a day. Vitamin B6 and vitamin B12, very important to anybody dealing with amnesia. By the way, vitamin B6 comes in different forms. The best form here is pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P. About 100 milligrams a day. Vitamin B12, you want to do the methylcobalamin form. Usually it's going to be a lozenge under the tongue. The dose range there could be anywhere between 1 to 5 milligrams. Acetyl L-carnitine, very important. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and helps brain cells to improve energy production, about 1,000 milligrams. to even upwards of 2,000 milligrams a day. CoQ10, pyroloquinoline, quinone, PQQ, those, you know, so that the acetyl-L-carnitine, the coenzyme Q10, the PQQ, all that's about brain cell energy. Very important in amnesia. Pregnenolone is another important nutrient. It's a hormone. It's the mother hormone. Pregnenolone eventually becomes all the other steroid hormones, progesterone, DHEA, testosterone, estrogen. But just as important, it's a brain steroid. Pregnenolone does get into the brain, and it helps to support brain cell structure, which is going to help the brain cell to function better. There's a definite structure-function relationship in brain cells. So if I improve structure, I improve function, and that's what pregnenolone does. Same thing with DHEA. DHEA, very important for neurotransmitter production, and how brain cells communicate. So I actually like the combination of about 50 milligrams, 25 to 50 milligrams of pregnenolone and 25 to 50 milligrams of DHEA. So you have the pregnenolone supporting brain cell structure, which helps function, and then you have DHEA coming along that improves how that brain cell that is now structured better communicates with other brain cells. And listen, how brain cells communicate, that's, you know, those pathways, how they connect together and talk to each other, that's memory, that's recall. We have to improve that. So pregnenolone and DHEA. Get your blood tested first, though. No one ever should, you should never, I'm a hormone specialist, and I'm telling you, you don't take hormones without getting a good baseline. Know where you're at. Know what the appropriate dose is. Magnesium, very important for amnesia, about 500 milligrams a day. You can even go up to about 1,000 milligrams a day. There's a special form of magnesium that's important here called magnesium L-threonate. I think I've talked about that on the show. But magnesium L-threonate is a form of magnesium that crosses into the brain. Other forms of magnesium, magnesium citrate, magnesium oxide, magnesium bisglycinate, these are common forms like in bone formulas and stuff. They don't cross into the brain very well. And so the brain, even if you're taking those kind of those forms of magnesium and you're improving your overall body level of magnesium, the brain can still be very deficient. And that's where magnesium threonate comes into play. That's a form that gets into the brain, doesn't really go to the muscle, doesn't really go to the bones. It goes into the brain. And just like DHEA, it's very important for how those brain cells communicate together. Magnesium is a mineral that's required for a brain cell to make what is called a dendrite. A brain cell, at the end of it, has these finger-like projections called dendrites or neurites. And the growth of those dendrites or neurites is based on magnesium. It needs magnesium. So magnesium threonate, very important here, about 140 milligrams a day. Ginkgo, ashwagandha, these are good adaptogens that might help decrease the stress response in the brain that might help amnesia a little bit. Vinpocetine, periwinkle, that's what it is. Vinpocetine is a compound from periwinkle, helps blood flow, 10 to 20 milligrams a day. And then blueberry extract, just great antioxidants for the brain, blueberries. Eat them, supplement with them, just a bunch of blueberries. So I know that was a long list, but I think that we covered a lot of the big components there for brain health, right? You got the fish oils, the choline, the phosphatidylserines. Those are the fat, the very important fats for brain cells. You got the B vitamins in there. You got the energizers, the carnitine, the CoQ10, the PQQ. You got hormones like DHEA and pregnenolone, very important to brain cell structure, function, and neurotransmitters. Magnesium threonate, which helps the communication of the brain cells. How much do you need to do all these if you have amnesia? I know, I'm not saying that, but I just wanted to give you a nice comprehensive list here. You might want to take this kind of list into your doctor's office and say, okay, can we do some of these things to improve the memory and recall of my aunt in this case? Get that neurological workup first. I think that's really important here. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.